Call today.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two, the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us as we roll right back into the phone calls to Johnson in Connecticut. You're back on Free Talk Live, Johnson.
Hey. So what I wanted to talk about is roundabout about marijuana, in that I know somebody, a good friend of mine, who got a warning recently about torrenting the show Weeds.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Apparently, Lionsgate Films is threatening lawsuits on anyone
really?
Who is downloading Weeds.
What a shame.
Yeah. So it seems a little interesting, you know, that the content of the show is so different from their actual ideas and policies for how they're going to handle their distribution of content.
I think that's unfortunate. Of course, you're talking about the brilliant Showtime comedy drama called Weeds. It's been
which
on.
I now wouldn't recommend people going out and getting and watching because.
Well, you know, it's one thing to say that the distributor is going after people. That doesn't necessarily mean that the director or the cast or everybody agrees with
I'm
them.
I'm sure they have a say. I'm sure that those people have a say. If they didn't want that to happen, they could absolutely try and do something about it.
I don't know, but they might not even be aware that it's happening, though, Johnson. I mean, they get paid to come in and act, not to necessarily follow the business end of things.
Well, hopefully some of our listeners can help make them aware.
That would be fine. I still think it's a redeeming program. I think it's probably one of the most amusing and true-to-life shows on television today. But I think it's unfortunate that they're doing this. You're saying that the people that are downloading the episodes online, they're getting cease and desist letters, or they're getting actual threats like, we're going to take you to court?
If it's cease and desist. If you don't cease and desist, we're going to take you to court. That's essentially what a cease and desist letter is.
Right.
A threat to take you into court if you don't cease and desist.
Well, I mean, at least they're sending out a C&D instead of actually trying to sue people. So it's an interim step. It's still not great. I mean,
right.
I guess they just don't understand the fact that putting the program out over the internet is going to get them more DVD sales in the long run.
Yeah, and that's what I really don't get is how can they not understand that?
I personally have downloaded episodes of Weeds, and I've watched them on my computer, and then I make a point every single time the DVD comes out, because you have to wait through the entire season, and then several more months after that, until the DVD actually comes out, I make a point of buying the DVD every single time. Why? Well, I don't have cable, and I'm not going to go and buy cable simply so I can have one channel to watch one show.
Right,
I'm not interested
have to just
in cable.
Get cable. You would have to go out and buy cable and then buy Showtime.
Right.
You know, which is, you know, it's hugely expensive because these cable companies still refuse. They still refuse to offer a la carte packages. And it's ridiculous. I mean, I know for a fact that I will not get cable ever again in my life until they start offering a la carte packages where I can just select maybe 10 channels. I don't think I need more than 10 channels. I'd probably get Showtime, HBO, and just the normal, you know, where all the popular shows are, stuff like Heroes,
right.
And, you know, I'd get those, like, basic channels, and that's it. I don't want a travel channel or a weather channel. I don't care, you know, and I don't need that huge package, and I don't understand why they still try to cram that stuff down people's throats.
Well, the reason why they do that is because, you know, some channels are more popular than others, and they understand that, you know, it may not be economically feasible for them to offer certain channels if they just offer them on an a la carte basis, and so therefore they wouldn't have as many channels to offer because they wouldn't be able to cover the costs or whatever it is that they incur by having so many channels, so they use the popularity of, like, an ESPN to subsidize, you know, one of the less popular channels and that sort of thing. And then there's also the competitive factor
in that
they don't have much competition, and so therefore there's not really an incentive for them to innovate in that way.
Well, let me ask you this, and, you know, as far as speculation goes, what do you think would happen if we limited this little bit of force and we allowed a la carte packaging to go, you know, to take effect? Obviously, you know, there is going to be probably a curtailing of content because some shows just aren't going to be popular enough. You know, some channels don't have enough stuff to even be offered.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen? You know, what would be the solution? What would be the, in sort of a libertarian television world, what sort of solutions do you think would arise? I mean,
well, I think the channels would be worth what they were worth. For instance, it would be significantly cheaper to get channels like HBO and Showtime that are enormously popular because people would want them. And then, what is it, Mystery Science Theater 3000?
That's a show. I don't think they have their own channel.
What's the Sci-Fi Channel is the one
okay.
that comes on. That would probably be more expensive because fewer people would want it, but the people that
I don't
want
know about that. The Sci-Fi Channel is one of the channels that I would want. I mean,
you
I
would want it. You would want it.
You want it because you're a geek. You want it because you're a geek, but in the world of DirecTV, Sci-Fi, you can tell which channels are more popular because in DirecTV and other satellite providers, they take channels like Sci-Fi and they compress them heavier than they compress certain other channels, so you can actually see more digital artifacts and that sort of thing, more compression artifacts on channels like Sci-Fi, simply because they know they're not as popular, and that's why they shove them in that section of their bandwidth. So in your world, Johnson, Sci-Fi channels, the Sci-Fi channel is popular, and inevitably it's probably more popular than some of the channels out there.
But I don't know, but I think it would not necessarily be based on, I mean, I don't know about popularity, because there are certain things about channels that are watched more often that maybe you just wouldn't watch. You know, if it came down to paying for it, you wouldn't watch.
True. Then you really are going to find out. I mean, once everybody's paying on for channels on an individual basis or on based on much smaller packages than they're offering now.
But I think it would also affect content per channel. In other words, a channel is going to try and succeed more by changing. I think it would change content on all these channels as well.
It may.
Which would have a very interesting effect. And I think we'd start seeing some sort of crossing with, like, certain things. Like, for example, a Weather Channel or a Travel Channel, something like that, where that content is more readily available through, you know, an internet. Maybe we'd start seeing some sort of better internet television integration or something that might be driven by an a la carte package.
We're definitely seeing some of this convergence where you've got different media types sort of slowly merging together. I was on Breitbart the other day, which is one of these news reporting websites. There's just all kinds of news on it. And I saw an advertisement for the Breitbart TV channel. So I don't know if that's actually a TV channel. I didn't actually click the ad, but it sounded like it was. And so it sounds to me like certain web providers are now gearing up and moving into the television world. So you are definitely seeing some of the lines blur, and who knows what would happen. Though right now the TV cable, you know, the cable companies are still enjoying their sweet little franchise deals with city governments and county governments across the country. So how soon that's going to happen, I don't know.
I'm sure it's ending. I mean, there have been some people, there's some articles in the news recently where some of the, you know, more technically oriented people and certain, you know, tech professionals are sort of declaring it's coming, TV's dying. I mean, people are just signing off and getting out of the cable world, and that, it, you know, faster and faster.
We're going to see newspapers die first, but, yeah, I think you're right. Eventually, maybe 20, 30 years from now, you'll probably see that, but who knows?
I mean, I don't know that that's true about newspapers dying. I think that there's always going to be a contingency of people who want a hard copy of something.
Yeah.
You know, TV is more of a...
Yeah, but those people are over 65, Johnson.
Yeah, no, newspapers are having trouble, no doubt.
Mark, do you like hard copies of things every once in a while? Do you like to read a magazine?
I absolutely hate reading things on the internet. I would totally agree with that. In newspapers having trouble, subscriberships down on the most of the major papers. I'm not saying that newspaper's dead.
No, not only is subscribership down, but the papers are responding to the decrease by cutting staff. So the papers are becoming less and less responsive to their readers because they just don't even have as much staff on hand to do what they used to do, which, you know, it's like the radio problem where radio...
That's actually, you know, that's funny because I actually read an article just the other day saying exactly the opposite of that, that because of the internet, that a lot of newspapers, the ones that are becoming more successful and the ones that are maintaining their success, are becoming more responsive.
Well, that's how they will maintain their success.
They have to maintain deadlines very, very quickly and get things out as fast.
You're right, Johnson. That's how they the ones that are staying alive, they aren't doing the wrong thing and slashing staff. They're keeping their staff on board and they're reorganizing and they're revamping. But most papers aren't staying afloat. Most of them, their subscription rates are dropping, their advertising rates are dropping, and they're slipping off the map. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. Good conversation. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind on the way. 911. One of our listeners has a story about making that call. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And if you or perhaps somebody that you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone who's new to liberty. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode. That's libertyradiounderground.com. As we continue with the phone calls, let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know how newspapers could increase their sales and their readership?
How's that?
Okay. You know how they include, you know, a lot of them, they include the police log, and it's got all the people that got arrested on a certain day and what the charge was where they live and all of that? Well, why not send them a questionnaire?
About the people? What kind of questionnaire?
Well, did the cops beat the pulp out of you? Or did they beat the pulp out of any of the people that were in the station at the time? And so forth. You know, spot.
I can tell you why they won't. I can tell you why. Because when news agencies start to question the police, they find their relationship with the police basically put on ice. If you start being hostile towards the police as a news agency, you'll find your reporters will be retaliated against. You'll find that the police will no longer talk to your reporters. They will not give you information that you might have normally been able to get out of them before. So a news editor who is aware of this is probably not going to engage in investigation like that. But that said, it is a fine idea, I mean, to ask the victims of police encounters how they were treated by the cops, because certainly the cops aren't handing out customer satisfaction questionnaires. You don't get that like you do when you go to Denny's and, you know, you can just grab the little questionnaire off the table and fill out how you were treated. That doesn't happen with the police. But it's a good suggestion, and Tom, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls and talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey guys, how's it going this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just got out of the Texas straw poll, and
okay.
I thought I'd give you a little report.
That was today, wasn't it? Yes.
It was.
How'd it go?
Ron Paul finished third with 16.7% of the vote.
Not too shabby.
16.7%. Well, that puts him in the top three. That's top tier.
It's in the top three. It was Duncan Hunter got 40%.
Really?
Who the hell's that?
Some guy who's not going to be president, I can assure you.
Yeah.
Fred Thompson got 20%.
He just declared this week.
And then after Ron Paul, it drops off into single digits.
Single digits for what they're calling the top-tier candidates. Where's Giuliani? Where's McCain?
Where's Romney?
I'll tell you where they are. They're languishing down in the single digits. In these straw polls, where the voters that really count, I'm not talking about their national phone polls done by the paid-off organizations. In these straw polls where the voters rule things, Ron Paul comes in the top three, has come in the top three of, I think, almost...
He's won several of them.
Yeah, well, almost like almost 25.
Here's where it gets interesting. Every other straw poll in the country has been an open vote. You just have to pay the registration fee.
Right. They
tried to stack the deck here in Texas. Instead of doing it in Austin, which is a central location to the entire state, they put it in Fort Worth, which is at the far north end. About as far away from Ron Paul's district as you can get.
I see.
Which is Clute, right?
Yeah, and then they restricted it to previous delegates to the Texas GOP convention.
Oh, really? So the only people who could participate, if you're just a regular run-of-the-mill Republican, you weren't allowed to vote. So you actually had
exactly.
to have been a delegate in the past, which means you have to be, you know, the most rabid of Republicans, the most party loyalist of Republicans.
Exactly.
And Ron Paul's going to draw from Republicans. He's going to draw from Democrats, and he's going to draw from independents. He's going to draw people...
And non-voters.
Yeah, people that have never voted in their lives are going to vote for Ron Paul because they finally see a chance for the United States government to return to the glory of its Constitution. The rest of these people are, you know, they're professional politicians that want to put their hand as deep in your pocket as they possibly can.
Exactly.
And
right.
That's Romney, that's Giuliani, that's McCain, and that's Fred Thompson. Sorry.
The funniest part of the whole thing was our governor, Rick Perry, couldn't even be bothered to attend in person, so he sent a video message.
Nice of him.
In his in his video message, he stated, there may not be a Texan on the ballot, but we can still send a Republican back to the White House.
Jeez, what a jerk.
Yeah.
What a scumbag. I mean, it's just amazing how these people are playing dumb when it comes to Ron Paul. They act as though he doesn't even exist.
This is the Republican governor of Texas excluding a Republican House member from Texas.
Right.
Ludicrous.
Right. How does he just... You can't forget about that. He knows Ron Paul is in the race, and he's just a scumbag.
Oh, by the way, had they not restricted it to delegates... Let me go back to that real quick. Had they not restricted it to delegates... Ron Paul had a dinner last night with twice the number of people as Duncan Hunter got votes.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am really looking forward to the first primary just to see what thing, you know, how it really plays out. And, of course, the states right now are shuffling around their primaries, and New Hampshire needs to get on the ball. And,
New Hampshire will be first. There's a law in New Hampshire that says that our state will be first. Now, of course, that law doesn't apply to the rest of the states, but it does apply to New Hampshire. And, you know, besides that, New Hampshire was ordained by God to be the first primary in the United States. We pick the president of the United States here in New Hampshire.
I don't believe in God. Eric, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jim in Second Life. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? I want to bring the topic back to medical marijuana.
Certainly.
Have you guys ever met anyone that was on medical marijuana?
Yes.
Yes, I absolutely have.
Okay, yeah, I've known a few people. Some definitely needed it. Like, like my ex-girlfriend, she had real bad cancer. She had actually brain cancer, and it really helped her out. She knew a few other people that had really bad ones. But it's also funny to see the people who don't really need it. We're just wanting to get it just to get it.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, you know, it's illegal otherwise, and they don't want to go to jail.
Oh, of course. And I don't blame them, and I completely support them. But it's so funny because you'll sit there and you'll ask them, like, you know, so what do you get marijuana for? And they're like, oh, I got this really bad insomnia, or I got really bad stress. And, you know, come on, it's not really that bad, is it? And they're like, oh, no, and they'll swear up and down. Oh, it's the worst. You have no idea how bad my stress is or whatever, and you're like, okay. And they're like, well, if you don't want to know a doctor, I know where you can see some. You're like, oh, give me a break. I don't know. I just thought that was hilarious. I mean, they do need to they need to get off the whole medical marijuana trip.
Well, the fact is that you don't have to have a debilitating condition to have marijuana be helpful for you. I know that, for instance, my girlfriend swears up and down, and there's no reason to lie to me about this. She swears up and down that it really helps with menstrual pain. I mean, you know, just little things like that.
I've heard that before.
Right.
I've heard that before.
So the fact is, it can be very helpful for more innocuous things. You don't have to have MS to benefit from marijuana. Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. 911. One of our listeners has emailed in with a story about, is it why not to call 911, Mark? Is that what it's all about?
It's her experience.
Okay. All right. We'll find
out. It wasn't good.
Oh, boy. We'll find out what that's all about. And take your calls about whatever you want if you make them. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And that again is freetalklive.com. And you can get on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Great way to keep on top of what's happening with Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
I hear rumors, Mark, that we might be getting a world-exclusive announcement from the Free State Project here pretty soon.
That's my understanding.
All right, we'll find out about that. But first, we're going to the phones and talking to Bob in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Bob.
Hey, you got a good program. I totally endorse what you guys are doing, but most of all, I endorse Ron Paul.
Thank you.
He's probably the only candidate out there that's willing to follow the Constitution, and he brings this up in numerous areas. And he endorsed a wonderful book out there. It's called The Underground Lawyer by Michael Lewis Minns.
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, Michael Minns is out of Houston, Texas. He's fought the IRS before the United States Supreme Court on several occasions. He's won many cases. He had two IRS lawyers suspended recently in the state of New York.
But wow.
The main thing I'm hoping to is Michael Minns describes the legal system as a total farce. He describes American divorce as disorganized crime.
Mm-hmm.
The book has been out for over the last 20 years now, but Ron Paul wrote a beautiful endorsement of this book. He said it should be read by every single student in this country so that it can understand how corrupt our legal system really is.
Now, if Ron Paul got to be president of the United States, he said he'd shut the doors of the IRS immediately.
Oh, totally. Totally.
It would be really great. Now, just out of curiosity, lots of different types of people support Ron Paul. Tell me sort of where you come from. Are you a registered Republican, a registered Democrat?
Well, I was actually a registered Libertarian, and I was, you know, kind of wavering on this thing. But, you know, I believe Ron Paul has, you know, gone back to being a Republican. And I think that he's got the right idea to stick to a main political party where you can actually do something within the party to change it. And I think it's, you know, somewhere on the line that, you know, if we can get involved in this thing on a major scale, and I think there's several Republicans out there that would like to follow the Constitution. And believe it or not, I strongly believe that in this country, the lawyers have got a stranglehold on every single citizen, the average family, the average company,
the legislature
loss away from bankruptcy.
Didn't there used to be an amendment to the Constitution? I think it was the secret 13th Amendment.
Missing 13th Amendment. And they totally endorsed that lawyers should not be in public office. And
anybody who held the title of Esquire, as lawyers do, were not to be allowed to hold representative, senator seats, or any sort of government public office, and they got rid of that. It never made it through, or whatever happened with, I don't remember what the true story was with this sort of historical 13th Amendment, but it really does exist in some state constitutions and that sort of thing out there. And if only we'd followed that little rule, that would have kept us, I think, a lot freer than we currently are today.
In the state of Florida, Article 2, Section 3 of the state constitution says very plainly, you cannot be a member of two parts of government at the same time. I mean, that's written in stone.
Right, and the fact is the lawyers are members of government because
they are part
you
of
have
the judicial
to swear.
What happened is that they integrated by secret and unsigned ballots. When they were told it was illegal, they did it by secret and unsigned ballots. I went down in the archives in the Florida Supreme Court and got out all the documents. And it's a horror story what they pulled off. And
you have to swear. As a lawyer, when you get sworn in, you're actually swearing allegiance to the system, to the court system. And so that's more evidence that backs you up, Bob. And thank you for the call, by the way. We appreciate it. It's more evidence that backs up his claim that the whole system is corrupt. Because think about it. When you're going into, let's say you get charged with something innocuous, like a traffic crime, you know, like here in New Hampshire recently, a friend of ours was charged for not U-turn. He was taking a U-turn at a no-U-turn place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say you get charged with something innocuous like that. You know, the fact is, even if you hire a lawyer, he's not really working for you. He has an allegiance, first and foremost, to the system, to the bar, to the courts. So therefore, the judge, the prosecutor, and your attorney are all technically on the same side. There's no impartiality with government courts. They are completely stacked against you and in favor of the state. Anybody who's ever been involved knows this. 800-259-9231.
A little message to the caller that was just in, that was just on the line. Since if you're still a registered libertarian, if you want to vote for Ron Paul in the primary, which is really where the action's going to be for him, because once he wins, if he wins the Republican nomination, he'll beat whatever Democrats out there. If you want to vote for him in the primary, in Florida, you need to register 30 days ahead of time, which means that you need to go out and register Republican, now. Because likely,
Don't procrastinate.
It'll be January, very soon there in Florida. And
you can change back afterwards if you want.
Right.
All right. 800-25, and that applies to a lot of other states as well, not just Florida.
Yes.
So
30 days is
check your local regulations. Presume that that is your state and do the safe thing and change your registration as soon as possible. Continuing with the calls to Mark in Indianapolis. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, it's Coleman. Can you guys hear me okay?
We've got you, Mark. What's on your mind?
Okay. I've been listening to you guys' show. I've been busy lately, so I've been kind of backed up with the podcast. I saw on there, though, on you guys' website and the podcast that you guys were talking about the Senator Craig topic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we were.
Well, what was your opinion on that overall?
Well, you know, if this was anybody but a senator or representative or somebody in government, I would normally say, look, it's nobody's business what you do in a bathroom. Look, I don't care. Who cares if he's, doing things with his feet or reaching his hand under the side? It's none of my business. It's a little tacky. It's a little weird. It's a little odd.
Well,
but it shouldn't be a crime. And people who engage in that behavior.
That was my thing. I've been kind of going irate over it. I've got nothing to say about the guy. I don't know who he is. He's just another politician of mine, because it's not about that. And the whole media, I'm watching Fox and CNN, and they've been, making it into more of a, deviant behavior kind of topic. It's not that at all. I just can't believe the totalitarian society we're living in, to where people can't make hand gestures or something like that in a bathroom,
right,
and they get arrested for it.
Yeah, I don't think that if it were you or I or anybody else, Mark, I would be completely on your side and say you should not be going to jail for these sorts of things. This should not be a crime. He didn't hurt anybody. No one was violated. Nothing went wrong here. But I do support what's happening to him because he's a politician and politicians are scum, and he's a hypocrite as well at the same time. And I just love it when politicians get caught up doing stuff like this.
Yeah, and I mean, he was a so-called social conservative or whatever, too. But, I mean, this it's not the part about, you know, busting him or the fact he's, you know, like you said, a politician. It's not like they were going at him in public. It was just, what I understand, they were explaining it and seeing him just hand gestures. And I just can't believe, well, a couple things, that, you know, this whole age of the war on terror and everything, the police got to waste their resources at airports to do this kind of thing.
Right. And I wonder how many unsolved murders there were in town that, you know, they were hanging out in the bathroom stalls waiting for somebody to wave at them from underneath.
Yeah, and the biggest issue, first of all, is it's nothing to do with abandoned deviant behavior. It's about freedom in the fact we're in this big brother society where I guess you can't even make hand gestures. It's equivalent of, like, if I looked at you, Ian, in the face if we're talking, I make some kind of grin, and some police sees it, doesn't like it, and it's illegal.
Pretty much. It is absolutely absurd. That law is totally absurd.
Americans are tolerating it left and right. It's... You know, I wonder how far we're going to go until we start opening up the concentration camps for whatever reason the government tells us.
There are people who have called this show that would like to see that happen, and that is really scary.
Now, my opinion on Senator Craig is largely he voted pretty well as far as you know, people's liberties and that kind of thing. He was certainly a social conservative, but there could have been far better senators that could have happened to. I think we've lost a little something with Craig resigning.
Well, now we haven't lost anything. It's just another scumbag.
I just didn't know about the guy. I'm just about, if there was an innocent Joe in public, I just can't believe we're at that level in society where you can't solicit. Yeah, it's not like they were doing anything in public. There was any, scene going on. Right, it was just a so-called... And it wasn't even clear what that was, really, and he's busted over all this, and that could be, if it was him, it could happen to anyone.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's a sad part of the story.
At that level now, where are people going to be, where are they going to draw the line and say, okay...
I don't know, Mark. I ask that question almost every night. You know, when is America finally going to get fed up with this tyranny from this government? And I don't know if it's ever going to happen. I hope it does, and I hope there's something that really flips the switch. But thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think each individual is going to have his or her own line in the sand. I just hope we're getting closer to that line. Because I don't know. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-229-7758. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. By the way, I should mention that Free Talk Live will be doing live programming on Labor Day, so this coming Monday you will have live content if you get us on your local radio station. If you don't, you can always grab us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features on our website are totally free, so be sure you enjoy those on us. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, a percentage of your purchase will go to benefit Free Talk Live. It doesn't matter if you're buying used items or selecting from their huge selection of new products. 41 categories to shop from. All kinds of stuff. I mean, pretty much anything you might need to buy in life, they probably sell it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Consider that your shopping portal. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Brandon in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brandon.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The presidential election's on my mind.
All right, sure. Go for it.
We got this presidential election coming up, and you had all these people talking about the war and all this other stuff, and like, it makes us wonder who should be the next president.
It makes what now? I'm sorry. What about who should be the next president?
That's like a hard decision, like who we think. I think we need someone who supports the war.
Why would you think that?
Because we don't want somebody to come out and just fool everyone.
Why?
Because another country might come after us.
What are you talking about? What's the logic there, sir?
The logic here is that I think that we need to make sure that we have someone who supports the war.
Yeah, I don't think you've thought that through very well, because if another country wanted to come after us, they could do that right now, considering there's very, very few military members that are actually here in the United States, and it would probably take them a few days to actually get themselves over here in order to defend the United States if indeed it were attacked by some other country. So actually, right now would be about a perfect time for any other hostile country to launch an attack on America. The fact that they aren't shows that, well, no one's really interested in attacking America.
Right, I do agree on that, but I'm just saying that
So then why wouldn't you agree, if you're worried about an attack, why wouldn't you agree to pull the troops home, not just from Iraq, but from Afghanistan and from the other 130 countries around the world that we currently occupy, like the Roman Empire, pull all the troops home and actually have a Department of Defense for the first time in, well, who knows how long.
I'm just saying that if, let's say, we get a new presidential election, they just come in and pull everyone immediately, and then it makes other countries think they were giving up. But
yeah,
right now,
I don't know about that, Brandon. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you, Mark.
Well, I you know, my thought on that is, you know, what is there to win or lose in Iraq for the average American citizen?
You can lose your life.
Right. Well, you could go over there, and if you decided to volunteer for our volunteer military, which fewer and fewer people are volunteering for, you can go over there and stop a few bullets. But largely, what we're talking about in Iraq is benefits for politicians. Benefits for lobbyists and benefits for big oil companies and big companies.
Yeah, Halliburton.
That's that kind of thing. Even forget Halliburton. Think about the company that makes combat boots or the company that makes, handheld calculators. They're selling more stuff because the military's over there breaking things. That's what the military does. It kills people and breaks things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're breaking plenty of our stuff. Why are the American people forced to pay their taxes to support the oil, what the oil companies want, which is a steady supply of oil? I mean, if there's some kind of problem with oil being exported from the Middle East, I'd rather pay a few bucks more at the pump than $1 trillion to fight this stupid war that, by the way, we won the war. The United States beat Iraq. A war is a conflict between two countries.
Right.
What we have failed to do over there is bring American democracy to the Iraqi people. Why? I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I shouldn't have to pay for it.
That's right. It doesn't matter because you can't force an idea on a population. They just not, if they're not interested, they're not interested. And occupation is certainly not a very successful military endeavor. It never has been, and it never will be. So a sensible president, like a Ron Paul, would immediately bring the troops home as soon as possible, get them out of harm's way, stop the deaths, stop the deaths of the American troops, and stop the deaths of the innocent Iraqis that have been perishing over there as well. In fact, I think he would also bring the troops home from around the world and shut down all the military bases that we currently occupy in 130-plus countries, 700-plus military bases. Why is all that out there?
Yeah, I've got a question. How many countries... Now, let's look at Canada. Canada's, maybe not the bastion of liberty.
It's a Western country, though.
But it's a Western country and very similar...
freer than we are in a lot of ways.
In some ways.
They have way better property rights and their gun freedom's fairly decent.
They've got universal health care, which really stinks.
That's true, but we've got 50% universal health care, and that stinks, too.
We beat them on the Heritage Foundation as far as the, economically freest countries in the world. We beat Canada.
That's true.
That's beside the point. How many countries does Canada occupy?
Zero.
Why? I don't know for sure whether or not they're in any other countries, but why in the world are we in 131 countries, Canada's in zero, and somehow or another the Canadians aren't getting attacked by bomb-lobbing Muslims out there? Why is it the United States is going to be the one? The only reason the Muslims have done anything to us, the people in the Muslim countries, the radicals, whatever you want to call them, the only reason they've done anything to us is our participation in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have people with guns over there supporting their kings and their sheiks and their ruling class, which we have no business, United States citizens, people that broke away from a king, have no business supporting a king. Our politicians have no business supporting King Assad over in Saudi Arabia.
Well, you don't have any business forcing people to support a king through government wealth redistribution. But if you personally want to cut a check to some Saudi Arabian king, then, well, you should be free to do that. But right now, that's not what's happening. Right now, the government is taking all of our money by force, called taxes. And they take it all and they pool it all together into a centralized pot, and then they decide, based on politics, based on who knows who and who's scratching whose back, who to give that money to around the world. That money doesn't go to help poor people eat. It goes to buy bureaucrats new BMWs to drive around in and that sort of thing.
Right.
So stop it. Stop. Pull the troops out and end the foreign aid at the same time.
All the foreign aid is our poor and middle class people supporting their ruling class people in the other country. It doesn't go to their poor people. That's ludicrous.
And the idea that some other country is just sitting out there
waiting in the wings, rubbing its hands together, just waiting for America to withdraw from Iraq so they can attack the American troops. What are you talking about?
Right,
Where did you get that idea from?
Why would anybody want to attack the United States once we brought troops back?
The rest of the world, if indeed the United States government pulled its troops out of pulled its troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan, that would go a long, long way towards helping the people in the rest of the world understand that, wow, America, you know, maybe it's really changing its tune here. Maybe it's going to stop this whole hegemony, this occupation.
Empire building.
Especially if Ron Paul gets elected and manages to bring all of the troops home from all the 130 countries. Then that'll send a real message to the rest of the world, and that is that America's finally getting back to the Constitution. It's finally getting back to the concepts of the Founding Fathers who said, entangling alliances, to paraphrase, we don't need entangling alliances with other countries. What we need is free trade.
Right.
What we need is the ability for people doing business in America to do business with whoever they want around the world without this meddling government getting in the way saying, oh, no, you can't import that. Okay, we'll allow you to import this, but we're going to charge severe taxes on it. No, you know, you can't export that. No, no, no. You know, all these absurd rules that are applied to people trading, that just all needs to end.
You know, just thinking for a second about the participation of the United States in Saudi Arabia. The United States supports a king over there. It's King Hassad, I believe is his name, the son of King Fahd. And I might have the name wrong a little bit. I don't know. Does it really matter? His name is King.
Yeah.
So we're supporting this king. How would you as an American feel if, if the Saudi Arabian government was supporting a king over here?
Well, we don't have a king.
But what if we did? What if the Saudi Arabian government was supporting, and largely because of all their money, that's the reason the guy was staying in power. We couldn't have a revolt because of all these weapons and those kind of things that the Saudi Arabian government is giving to King George, let's call him. Would you like the idea that we're stuck under the rule of this king and it's supported by a foreign government? Maybe, just maybe, some enterprising Americans would say, you know what, screw that, I'm sick and tired of this king crap, we were born to be free, that this country has a proud heritage and we deserve to be free, let's go sacrifice our lives and see if we can get this awful, despotic, tyrannical government out of our business and let us rule ourselves.
If we were being occupied by another country, for instance, you would be an insurgent.
Yes, I absolutely would. You'd fight alongside me too, wouldn't you, Ian?
Maybe. I don't know if I'd go out. I'd probably be planting bombs and that sort of thing, and I'd be a little more subtle about it. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline.